Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. Oh man, we got a great one here for you today. So if you haven't caught the fundamentals of Mind Mastery, really encourage you to check out maybe even the first 10 episodes of the podcast, because now we're getting into how to use all of these moving parts and how to create massive change in your life that you're going to be able to enjoy forever. And the last episode, we were talking about why can changing your life be so hard and what to do to make it even easier, what to do when things come your way. And this episode, we're talking about responsibility and accountability. We're talking about something that may seem obvious to you or to a lot of different people, but we find that we've gotten tripped on it before. A lot of other people have gotten tripped up on this. And it's a critical concept to get down so that you can fully change any portion of your life, whether it's your business, relationships, your health, anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is really what I would say one of the biggest things in really being able to actually create change and sustainable change in your life is taking responsibility and accountability for who you are and where you are. Because once you take accountability and responsibility for your life, then you have the power to change it. So we're going to be diving deep into really understanding not just the concepts of it, but understanding how cause or effect work, right? With the levels of awareness, the types of behavior that you have. And big one, we're also going to dive into really opening up into secondary gain, which is a fun topic that we'll save for another episode. But just to start to preframe for you guys, what is coming?
And Sophie brought up two really important terms that we're going to use throughout this whole episode. The first one is cause, and the second one is effect. And these are absolutely critical because if you're on the wrong side of this thing, changing is going to be really freaking hard. But if you're on the right side of it, nothing will be able to stop you. So the very first term that you got to know is cause. What does it mean to be at cause? And it's kind of simple here that you are the cause of all of the results in your life. And when you are fully at cause, it means that you accept and take on everything that comes with the following statement, that where you are now is the sum total of all of the conscious and unconscious decisions you've ever made. And that's absolutely critical. What it means is that in one way or another, your choices have given you everything you've ever experienced, whether you wanted them or not, whether you liked them or not. And that is empowering, although a lot of people will try to avoid this by going into effect.
Yeah, and going into effect is where we would say these victim behaviors come from, because we are living at effect of the rest of the world, believing that we don't actually have any control over our circumstances or over our life, and that the where we are and who we are is because of the environment, the government, our parents, our grandparents, our genetic disposure, and whatever else we can look at to say, that's the reason, not me. So when we're starting to look at cause or effect, right, is understanding, number one, are you and are the people that you know living from the place of believing that they are in control and they are the 100% sole reason or taking responsibility and ownership for where they are in their life? Or are they saying they are where they are because of all of these things that are outside of them that they have no control of?
So there are a few different symptoms of this behavior, of giving up your control, giving up your responsibility. And the first one is scapegoating. You hear a lot of people say, I mean, I live in LA, so all the time you hear, hey, I left on time. It was the freaking traffic. And that's why I'm an hour late to this meeting. When you know that, hey, you live in LA, it's not like traffic just started right now. It's kind of all the time. So why don't you take responsibility, check on that traffic even earlier, and then adjust your behavior. See, when you say it's your fault, not me, then all of a sudden, in order to get a different result, you've got to change someone else. It's the world's problem. It's not me. Hey, I'm okay. I've done everything right. It's just life that is so mean or unfair. Well, okay, now you have to change life. Now you have to go out there and change the whole world so you can get a different result. And good luck.
And this is huge. This actually brings me into a concept that I want to share with you guys called levels of awareness or the accountability ladder. And so the way that this works is understanding that as you become more aware, you start to go through these different levels. And so the first level that you go through is what we would call being unaware. You don't know that there's anything else other than where you are. You think that this is all there is. There's nothing that you can do about it. That's it. As soon as you recognize that there is something different than where you are, that you can have or be or do something else, and you realize that you're not where you want to be, the next level is you start to blame others. So now we start to say, well, it's my parents' fault. It's the government's fault. It's my sister's fault. It's everyone else's fault but my own. When you run out of people to blame, you move into the third level, which is coming up with excuses. Well, I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too tired. I don't have the education. I just don't know what to do. When you run out of excuses, you move into the fourth level. And this is where you may find a lot of people spend their time. Waiting and hoping. I'm going to sit here and hope it happens, and I'm going to sit here and wish for it and think positively, and one day it's going to just magically appear and my life is going to transform even though I'm not doing anything. These first four levels are what we call victim behaviors. It's when you are living at effect of the world around you and you become powerless because you put the power outside of yourself. You're believing that you have no control or no ability to really change your life, and you're waiting for something outside of you to change something inside of you. So what needs to happen here is we need to make that step into this fifth level, which is acknowledging reality, becoming aware and acknowledging that, holy crap, I am where I am because of who I am. This is what the reality of the circumstances are. And next, we have to own it. We have to take back responsibility and really acknowledge that I am fully responsible. I am at cause, whether consciously or unconsciously, I have created this circumstance in my life today. Once you own it, this is where the entire game changes, because then you have the power back to start to find solutions, which is the seventh step in this. When you start to really look for what are the strategies, what are the different ways, what are the patterns, what are the things that I can start implementing to really create change and get me from where I am to where I want to be. But don't stop there, because we all know that person who has the answer for everything but is still unhappy and miserable. And so that's why the last step of this ladder is actually taking action. You have to not just find solutions, but implement and act on those solutions consistently. And these four steps are what we would call the accountable behaviors. It's where you become powerful. It's where you become the victor, and you are living at cause because things are happening because of who you are.
And there's a really important thing here as well when you are getting to that level where you're seeing what's actually going on, and you're accepting and acknowledging your responsibility for the creation of all your results, is that you got to make sure that you really are taking in the full brunt of everything. So it can be very easy to magnify our successes and all the things that go well and go right that we like. And it can be very easy to minimize everything we don't. And that's another way to just give up power, give up responsibility, and then give up your ability to do things. And you'll hear people say, I had a roommate who had like a migraine just about every day for a whole month before he went to the doctor. And I'm thinking, what the hell are you thinking? There's a pain in your brain every day for 30 days before you go to the doctor, and every day. It's like, nah, it's not that bad. You know, it's not excruciating yet, right? It's not like a stabbing pain yet. Like, hey, you know, I haven't lost motor function. I mean, I'd laugh at him because that was our relationship. He would minimize everything. But how many times have you done that? How many times have you looked at a problem? Hey, you know, I don't really like my job. And I know that I've created it. You're starting to take responsibility, but you're saying, I don't hate it. They haven't abused me yet. It hasn't gotten bad enough that I should quit or get a different job, or God forbid, go after what I want, right? So it can be easy to fall into that trap and say, hey, I'm taking full responsibility. I know that I've caused this, but until you fully recognize everything for what it is, as important, as big as what it could be, then you're still giving up your power to change it.
And it's crucial, and really, really wanting to emphasize this, guys, the importance of acknowledging the power that you really do have. And it was interesting. I was having a conversation with a client earlier this morning, and she was talking about how she wants to be able to create her best year yet. She wants to be able to really decide, you know, how do I make 2018 so much better? 2017 has been so crappy. And starting to come up with all of these reasons, like, I don't understand, like, why all of these things keep happening to me. And so we got into some of the conversations talking about what we've talked about in previous episodes here, really understanding how powerful your emotional state is. And we got into this conversation, and I asked her this question: what have been the main five emotions that you've been living with up until this point? And she named them off. Can you guess what they were? Fear, lack, stress, anxiety, worry.
Oof, cocktail.
And so every single day she is behaving from this emotional place, and she's only able to create from that emotional place. And because of that, the results that she was getting, conscious or not, were equal to her emotional state. And so even though consciously she's like, I want to grow my business, I want to get to the next level, I want to be able to have all these high paying clients and execute all these incredible things, emotionally, she was self-sabotaging because she was living from such a negative emotional state that she was only able to create more lack, more stress, more anxiety, more worry. And so it was becoming aware of, oh my gosh, I am responsible for the results in my life because of how I've been showing up emotionally. And that for her was a game changer. It was like, holy cow, I need to take responsibility for my emotional intelligence and really own my emotional state and how I'm showing up and start to really do the work so that I can create from a more abundant state of being.
And so this goes levels deep. So I love that you brought up, again, the importance of a powerfully positive, I'm going to call it an emotional standard. I have dips, sure. Mm-hmm. I have times when I'm a little stressed out or I'm kind of focusing on what I don't want, and I bring myself back up to my standard. But it's important to remember that you are also at cause for how you feel. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, nothing on the outside of you can change who or what you are on the inside of you. That is yours. And a lot of times people say, you know what? I would feel great, but this person makes me so mad. This thing makes me feel so stressed out. Yeah, I feel great. You know, it's the holidays and my family is freaking nuts. All of these, again, are scapegoating, right? They're saying that other people have control over what I feel more than I do. And hey, I would be in this positive emotion to create my life, but, and then the excuses and the scapegoats and the minimizations and all this other stuff comes out. And so it's really important there to remember that, yes, people or things may happen around you, but you choose how to respond to them. And we're going to give you, we've already given you a bunch of tools throughout this podcast. We're going to give you even more so that you can stay in control of how you think and feel at all times. Now, this is really important. It kind of reminds me of a guy back in New York City who got robbed about 7 times, which is bananas to me. Especially, I grew up in New Jersey. I used to go up to New York all the time, and I've never even seen anybody get robbed, and I've never gotten robbed, but maybe that's because of my mindset, because this guy got robbed once on his way to work and thought, hey, it's New York, whatever, no big deal. On the second time he got robbed, he thought that maybe he was going a little too late back from the office, back home. You know, New York at night. This is, I think, in the 80s, kind of a dicey place. So he started going even earlier and he got robbed again. So he figured maybe he was just working in a really crappy area. So he changed offices and he got robbed again. He thought maybe he's just living in the wrong part. He was living in Queens. So he lived a little closer to Manhattan and he got robbed again. He thought maybe New York City was just full of criminals. So he moved to Philadelphia, got robbed in Philadelphia. This kept on happening until he started looking in. And he actually got a coach at that time. And they discovered that somewhere in his mind, somewhere in his unconscious, there was the belief that he was a victim. There was the belief, I am a victim. Life is unfair. Life is cruel. I'm weak. I'm this and I'm that. So essentially, he was walking around with a target on his back. And so people would see him and think, well, hey, man, I'd lose money if I don't rob this guy. Like, I got to go rob this guy. And it kept on happening until they changed that belief, those decisions within him, and everything chilled out. He never got robbed again. And I don't think it was really a surprise to find out that he also got bullied in school. And so we can see here that, yeah, you know, our emotions are very well at play to create what we have going on in our lives, but also these unconscious decisions that we've made about ourselves, right? You know, if you think about going back to the episode in which we talked about self-image, which is episode 9, episode 8 is all about beliefs, if you want to review those, but you've also got to be at cause for the beliefs that you've got in your mind, because they will send out messages to the people, to the world, to life around you, to treat you in a very specific way. The universe will accept whatever decisions you've made about yourself and will treat you accordingly. And you've got to realize that even though it may seem that these behaviors, these events, maybe even these tragedies are happening purely outside of you, happening from other people, that it's your choices, whether you know it or not, that have brought you to the point that have allowed it to happen.
I love that you brought this up. And this reminds me of a conversation that I was having the other day around how everything outside of us is almost like a mirror being held up to show us something that is inside of us that we need to work on. And the phrase that we'll often use is, what is this triggering within me that needs to be healed? And so an example of this is, you know, you can think of like a wooden desk, right? And if you rub against that wooden desk, it's nice and smooth. But if there is like a nail or something sticking out and you rub against it, like you rub your shirt against it, your shirt is going to get snagged on that nail. And so it's almost as if life is very much of the same way, right? We're walking through life, and if we've got something like a wound or something that's coming up, and we get snagged by life, something in us gets triggered by somebody or something, something happens or occurs, it's oftentimes an opportunity or a gift to really hold up that mirror and say, okay, this is happening, this is interesting, what is this showing in me that I need to start taking responsibility for, rather than saying, well, it's him or it's her or it's the government or whatever it is, and start to look inward to say, great, what inside of me is being triggered that I need to heal?
Very important process. I do this all the time, and I encourage other people to do it too, that you can take accountability, you can take responsibility for literally everything, even things that have nothing to do with you, and you can get a lot of good out of it. Even for things that are like blatantly different or completely separate from you. Like if you're in an office and you're happily doing your work and one of your coworkers comes in a foul mood, has nothing to do with you, right? They just came in, you didn't do anything, this is the first time you've seen them all day, maybe you haven't even talked to them in a week, who knows? But if you look at it and you ask yourself, well, how did I contribute to this? How did I help cause this? What in me is being mirrored by this? You'll get answers that may lead you to not only helping them, but helping yourself. Maybe you'll learn something about yourself. Maybe you're going to become a little bit more aware of something within yourself. And so you'll be able to get some healing, maybe some improvements in your life or your relationship with that person out of something that previously you might have completely ignored. And so I kind of make it a habit to just, my first step is just to assume that I created this event. Mm-hmm. And then if I can't really get there mentally, if I know like, all right, that's a little bit of a stretch, maybe I didn't create it, to think, well, how did I contribute to it? Or how is this mirroring me? And then use that to help myself and help other people. And you could do it with anything. Mm-hmm.
This is huge, because a lot of the times it's so easy to look and say, well, he's the problem, or they're the problem, or it's everything else but me. And again, it's recognizing that when you choose to do this, because it is a decision, you are giving up your power and you are putting your power back outside of you and you are stepping back into being a victim. And so when you are able to sit back and say, okay, great, this is interesting. What in me is being triggered and that needs to get healed, or that needs some attention, or that needs some love? And looking within to look at those emotions that are showing up for you right in that moment, and start to do the work on those emotions and bringing your power back in, back to you, so you become powerful and you can start living at cause rather than living at effect.
And I want to throw something out here just in case. So the whole idea of living at cause versus living at effect and accepting responsibility for everything that happened in your life does not necessarily mean that you wanted everything to happen. For example, if someone goes outside and, God forbid, drunk driver comes and hits them, being at cause does not mean that that person wanted it to happen. Of course they didn't want it to happen. Nobody wanted it to happen. However, their choices allowed them to be at that specific place at that specific time, allowing for the event to happen. Taking responsibility for something does not mean that you desired it, okay? And so we can allow ourselves to have even more patience and compassion with ourselves because, yeah, sometimes we're responsible for things we would never want. But that's okay, because as long as you take responsibility, then you empower yourself to do something about it. And there's the other side of that, where yes, you may have experienced something you never wanted at all, ever. But then you take responsibility for its creation. And on the other side, you take responsibility for how you respond. You're always in control of how you respond to life, whether things happen that you wanted or didn't. It's sort of like, there are a couple of people who come to mind. Forget his name, but the guy who created Murder Ball. Sophie, do you know his name?
No.
Okay. So have you heard of Murder Ball?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. So there's a guy, and we'll put it in the show notes, his name, because he's awesome. And I remember listening to an interview of his where he said that he was doing all right, but his life was fairly average. And I think there was an accident he was in and he became a paraplegic, walk, paralyzed below the hips. And most people would get crushed by this because he used to be an active guy. And all of a sudden, boom, wheelchair. And so you've got the choice, right, in this situation. Some people could just give up all of their power and think, woe is me, this is a horrible thing that's happened and my life is over, and just live in pity and darkness. But he chose the exact opposite. He chose to do something. He had to do something. He felt, well, I'm not going to let this stop me from having my active lifestyle. I have choice. I can do whatever the hell I want with my life. And so he created a sport that is called Murder Ball. It's essentially indoor contact rugby by athletes in wheelchairs. And they made specially constructed wheelchairs that can take a beating. And these guys are tough. It is an intense sport. And it made it into the Special Olympics, I think. Wow. You know, and so this guy has created a sport, this game that has given so many people hope and joy and exercise and all these things that we need and love in life. And he's changed, I'm sure, millions of people around the world by now who have either been inspired by the people playing this sport or play it themselves. And it's sort of like he lost his legs and learned how to fly just because he made the choice to take full responsibility for his responses to life.
Love that. That is so powerful. And I think it really, it speaks volumes, because life is going to happen whether we want it to or not. Life is going to happen. It happens to all of us. It's really, it comes down to what's some of the, what we've talked about in future or previous episodes. What's the meaning that we're giving to the events in our lives? Are we saying, oh, woe is me and poor me and life is happening to me? Or are we saying, okay, what's the gift in this? Life is happening for me. And it sounds like this man has had the incredible ability to be able to do that and create some magic. Not just for himself, but for an entire community and let alone the world, to really inspire and help people find the light in some of the darkest places.
Yeah, so I'm looking this up right now. There is a film called Murder Ball. The sport did make it into the Paralympics. And I mean, they've won all sorts of awards. It's gone all over the world. This sport is played everywhere. And there are teams. This is kind of wild. That within the Paralympics world, the people who play Murder Ball are legit celebrities. So it's given people so many opportunities to grow and to create their lives around something that they would have never been able to participate in unless they had that tragedy. Isn't that kind of amazing? It's like this, so many people have turned what could be the worst thing that has ever happened into the best thing that's ever happened to them and everybody who knows, just because they made a choice.
Huge. And this is really the biggest thing. I mean, you hear it a lot, especially today, what people talk about, oh, just think positive. But it's so much more than just thinking positive. It's really being able to own your emotional state, own who you are, what you believe, and basically your entire self-image or your identity, however you want to refer to it. And in doing that, you really do become so much more powerful in what you're able to do and who you really are and the impact that you're able to have.
So we're going to get into a little bit of another topic here that sort of grows from this. And again, our next episode is going to be completely devoted to it. But in the transformation industry jargon, it's called secondary gain. And secondary gain is essentially holding on to a problem because the perceived benefits that you get from holding on to the problem are greater than the perceived benefits you'll get by letting go of the problem. And that has everything to do with taking responsibility. And it's sort of like, just as a little teaser to get your mind going on it, one of my friends back in college used to smoke cigarettes all the time. And he knew it was bad for him. But he chose to continue smoking because that was his way of meeting women. So easy back then, especially when a lot more people smoke. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can't smoke indoors anymore, so people would be outside, and it's easy to bum a cigarette off a stranger. And then, hey, you got to talk, right? It's rude if you just, thanks, and run away. So it was his in, and he knew that it was really bad. He was coughing and at one point really wanted to change, but he had made a decision to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. And so that sort of goes into this idea of being at cause when it may seem like, hey, we want to get rid of this problem. We want to change this thing in our lives. And yet we can still make the decision to hold on.
Mm-hmm. And this is huge because oftentimes, especially when we get into this topic of secondary gain, which we'll be diving much deeper into on the next episode, it sometimes is we're unaware of it, where we don't understand, I can't seem to stop doing this. I can't seem to break past this. I can't seem to let this go. And oftentimes it's something that is not even in our conscious awareness, but in our unconscious. And it's really being able to step into and understand and connect with that unconscious mind to really understand, as crazy as it sounds, is there something that I'm getting from having this problem?
Yeah. And on that note, we'll give you your task and send you off, because I know we could go just crazy on this topic and we're itching to make this episode for you. So here is your task for this episode to help you truly master this concept of cause and effect. So I want you to just be aware of what you think and what you say. And anytime you catch yourself saying or thinking something out of fact, you're scapegoating, making excuses, maybe you're minimizing, or maybe you're just sitting and hoping and waiting for things to change on their own. I want you to flip it. Just notice and be cool with yourself. It's all right. Hey, that was out of fact. I'm even more powerful than that. And then flip to being at cause. What would it be like? What would that thought be like? What would that sentence that you just said be like if you instead took full responsibility for the creation of this situation? And then maybe come up with a couple different ways so you can practice. And if you can take action on that, do it, because that'll really set things into play for you. You'll see in real time that just by switching the way you think one thought, one sentence, you can empower yourself to change your results. And the more practice you get, the better you'll get, until you'll just be at cause, taking action unconsciously, changing your life as a habit. And that's where we want to bring you.
And on that note, guys, enjoy this exercise. Leave us some emails, some comments. We love hearing about how this is really affecting your life and how you are causing an effect in your life, shall we say. And so on that note, we will see you on the next episode where we will be diving deep into secondary gain. See you then.
Bye, guys.